Talking to Addison by Jenny Colgan. This book is dedicated with love to my truly fantastic and long-suffering parents. Mum, sorry I didn't take my accountancy exams. Dad, sorry about all the swearing. 1. A famous Arctic explorer once said that polar expeditions were the most successful form of having a bad time humans had ever devised. Of course, he'd probably never answered an ad for a flat share with a bunch of complete strangers. Although, if it hadn't been for them, I would never have met Addison. Which, when I think of it, is kind of like saying, okay, I lost all my fingers and toes to frostbite, but I met some very sweet penguins along the way. 36 hours after I moved into 12A Wendell Close, Harlesden, I realized I'd made a terrible mistake. Tiptoeing around someone else's home is weird enough, particularly if it's just after a late night and you can't remember their name or where they keep the sugar puffs, or say you're a cat burglar. Tiptoeing around your own is discomforting, to say the least. But here I was, creeping into my own house and closing my bedroom door extremely quietly, heart pounding, after only my very first quick jaunts to the shops, to try and make friends with my newsagent and see what flavors of Skips he had. If I pressed my head against the thin wood veneer of the door, I could just about hear my new best friends in the nearby ghastly open-plan formica kitchenette. Well, I think we need a special long-term rotation, too, for cleaning the shower curtain and the drawers, and washing the baseboards. That's a great idea, Carol, came another voice, deep with awe. Maybe we could do one big job every Saturday night and make an event of it. We could even get takeaway pizza.
And don't forget the curtains, screeched
the unfortunately named Farah, who was about 2 foot tall and was always being mistaken for...